got a big time update from a longtime Vikings beat reporter, Charlie Walters, as he put out a quote the other day suggesting that Minnesota will likely draft J.J. McCarthy on Thursday. We're going to be diving into McCarthy and more on today's show. Then also a Justin Jefferson update at the back half of today's show, so make sure you guys do stay tuned for that. Let's just jump right into what my man Charlie Walters had to say, as he says, the way it looks now, as it has for months, the Minnesota Vikings will take J.J. McCarthy. The Vikings will trade their number 11 and 23 first-round picks to either the Arizona Cardinals or the Los Angeles Chargers. However, the Cardinals or Chargers could also require the Vikings' 2025 first-round pick in order or in a move-up for McCarthy. So interesting there. And I wanted to get this out there and just kind of, because obviously I've been really tapped into this, reading all the tea leaves and everything, but this is where I stand right now. Draft day comes this Thursday. My percentage kind of pie chart of what I think is going to happen. I think the Vikings have a 20% chance at Drake May. And I think the only way they get May is a couple things need to happen. The Commanders need to take Jaden Daniels, and the Patriots need to be willing to move off that pick, which I think they are, but the Vikings will have to be able or have to be willing to send them an overwhelming haul to go get the North Carolina quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. I think he sits at 70%. I really do believe this. More likely than not, we're going to be walking away Thursday with the Vikings trading up with the – I'm going to call the Chargers, and it's going to come right in before they are picking, and that's why I got them at 70% chance that that they do take McCarthy. And then I'm not completely ruling out that we go throughout Thursday night all round one of the NFL draft, and then the Vikings don't take a quarterback. I think that's got a 10% chance of happening. Again, though, like, I really hope that's not the case. And, you know, I put it at 10% just to, you know, I wanted to put it at 0% and just say the Vikings are 100% taking a quarterback. But, hey, let's just say the Cardinals, they want Marvin Harrison so bad that they stay at 4. Let's just say then the Chargers, they want Brock Bowers, Joe Walt, whoever it may be, and they're not willing to move off that pick. I could see all these teams just saying, hey, we're good. We're going to stay at our selection. And then maybe the Vikings kind of get screwed out of taking a quarterback. So I got no round QB at 10%, McCarthy at 70, and Drake May at 20. More about J.J. McCarthy here in a second, but I do have a programming alert here on the channel. We are officially going to be going live 30 minutes before the first pick here. So if you guys want to tune in, make sure you guys check out Vikings Now by Chat Sports on draft day. 30 minutes before the first pick, we are going to be going live. Hopefully we can get my live reaction of the Vikings trading up. How cool would that be as we just see the ticker on the bottom of the screen breaking the Minnesota Vikings trade up in the NFL draft. So if you guys could help me out and help us reach 25,000 subs here on the channel, I would really appreciate it. So hit that sub button if you guys haven't already and lock us in. So I wanted to get to this tweet that Orlowski put out early on this morning, April 23rd, when we are recording this video. So this is a two-parter. So he was talking about QBRs from quarterbacks outside of the pocket. Well, Jaden Daniels had a 99 QBR, and then J.J. McCarthy at 96. We also know McCarthy had the highest completion percentage out of scrambles for quarterbacks this season, speaking to his mobility. But those are his QBRs of outside the pocket. Penix, kind of alarming, had a QBR of 40 outside of the pocket. And I think as we're looking at this new day and age of NFL quarterback play, like, I think you got to be able to play make outside the pocket. It's a little concerning that Penix is only at 40, but J.J. at 99, incredible. And then, you know, I think there's this notion that McCarthy is this kind of check down kind of fiend, and he just only takes check downs. He doesn't ever push the ball, you know, down the field too much. Well, if we're looking at pass yards on throws at or behind the line of scrimmage, look at this. Michael Penix is second with 781. Bo Nix is first with over 1,000. And then J.J. McCarthy had only 237 passing yards behind the line of scrimmage. So very, very interesting stats coming in from Orlowski, but I do definitely agree with, you know, Dan on this one. I just think McCarthy kind of gets undervalued as a playmaker and outside the pocket, but hey, everybody's got their own opinion, but that's why I got J.J. as my second preferred quarterback for Minnesota. However, some more pros and cons with McCarthy. Number one, He's got all types of potential, man. You know, just turned 21 a couple months ago in January. You know, he's the youngest quarterback in this year's draft class. And he's also got great playmaking ability, kind of like what we just said. He has an ability to make plays outside of the pocket. He's great at making edge rushers miss when they do come in freely, which is going to happen in the NFL. Also, I love this. He's a winner at all levels, losing only three games. He has only lost three freaking football games since his freshman year of high school when he has been starting. Also, love, he's got a whip of a release. It's super fast, super compact. I think it just helps when you're able to, you know, get the ball out faster for the shorter throws. So, McCarthy, quick release, those are all the pros for him. However, some cons. He doesn't have too much experience. Only starting, you know, 2 years of college football. So he definitely does not have as much experience as a guy like Daniels or Penix, which I do chalk up as a con, but it also speaks to his potential. Touch throws for JJ. This is probably the number one con I have for him. Everything's on a line. You go watch his tape. You go watch what he's made of. He puts every throw on a freaking line, and you know, I think that could get him into trouble, but that's something he could work on pretty easily. He's got a slim frame also. You know, he's kind of a beam pole type of quarterback where he's 6'3". He weighed in at 220 pounds, but I think it was more likely that he was actually playing this past year at Michigan at around 190 or 195 pounds. And then also, he's just inconsistent on ball placement. But all of those pros also, or all those cons for JJ, I feel like he will be able to overcome with the Kevin O'Connell system. And, hey, more juice to this. If you guys don't know, I did go to the same high school as J.J. McCarthy, and actually J.J.'s high school coach, Tim Racky, at Nazareth Academy, where I went to school. Tim Racky, or Mr. Racky, if you're watching this, shout out to you. You're a great high school coach. But he was talking to a friend, and I did get this, that he wants the Vikings to draft McCarthy. So I'm not saying, like, you know, his high school coach is telling him, like, hey, push for the Minnesota Vikings by any means. But I just wanted to get that kind of story out to you guys. I think it's pretty cool that, you know, even JJ's high school coach wants the Minnesota Vikings to draft him as well. But more from Charlie Walters here, longtime Vikings beat reporter, saying it's becoming clear that GM Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, in his third year with the Vikings, doesn't have the power within the organization that his predecessor, Rick Spielman, had. Passing on a top QB on Thursday could end up costing his job. Wow, that is interesting, and this is why I get to this. I fully expect the Vikings to trade up. Even though I did put it at 10% chance that the Vikings don't trade up and they don't draft a quarterback, but I think Kwesi knows what's at stake here. You need a franchise quarterback, and you have really set yourselves up nicely to trade up in this year's draft. So, hey, I fully expect Minnesota to move up and land their franchise quarterback. But Diana Russini, more about Kwesi potentially being on the hot seat, she said this: 3 years into his regime, his Vikings are 20-14, but without a playoff win. After letting Kirk Cousins walk, despite his head coach's public desire to keep the QB, Adofo-Mensah is running out of time. This might be the best opportunity he has had to add a franchise-altering passer. I expect the Vikings to do everything they can to move up on Thursday to get their guy. So another interesting kind of tidbit of probably, if you know, if this draft doesn't go well, like, Kwesi's most likely on the hot seat. And that's why I'm just so excited for Thursday. Like, you know that feeling when you were a kid and you were falling asleep on Christmas Eve and you were just waiting to see all the presents that Santa Claus got you down under the Christmas tree? Like, that's how I feel right now, where it's like, I can't wait to see what Kwesi has in store for us Vikings fans. So this is a great time to be a fan, and I understand all these, you know, different reports. They all could be smoke screens and all this. It's just going to be so interesting to see, like, what was actually true out of all this. What if the Vikings don't draft a quarterback, and all of this was just smoke screen and buzz from Minnesota? But, again, I still fully expect the Vikings to move up, but guys, I can't wait, and I'm so excited, and I'm sure a bunch of you guys are as well. And if you guys are excited, let's get the good vibes going. If you guys could, drop a like on today's show for me. Just keep on getting the good mojo trending in the Vikings direction. You know, send YouTube a message that Vikings fans are fired up for this year's draft. So if you guys are as well and want to just help me out on today's show, drop a like. I would really, really appreciate it. So we did get another update that I'll get into here in just a second, that the Vikings could be actively working the phones as we speak right now. And then also Justin Jefferson, we did get an update around him. I'll dive into that here in a second. But first off, guys, I do want to tell you guys about today's sponsor, and that is Game Time. If you guys download the Game Time app and use promo code CHATSPORTS, CHATSPORTS, we're going to hook you guys up with $20 off your first purchase. What is Game Time? Well, it's the best ticket purchasing app out there. Whether you want to go to a music, comedy, or whatever type of show it may be that requires buying a ticket, do it with Game Time. And hey, playoff basketball is back here in Minnesota. So if you guys want to go to a Timberwolves playoff game, tickets are a little more expensive, obviously, since it's playoff hoops. But if you guys want to get $20 off, download the Game Time app, use promo code CHATSPORTS, CHATSPORTS. We're going to give you guys $20 off your first purchase. I absolutely love Game Time. Anytime I'm planning on going to any sports game, this is the app I use. And the biggest reason why I love them so much is because when you are actually purchasing your ticket, they show you the view from your seat. I think it's super cool. So they just let you know that you're not going to be blocked by a pole, or if you just want to make sure you have a great, great view of the seat or of whatever the concert is or sports game that you are going to. Make sure you guys do check out Game Time. Check them out. Awesome. Link for that in the comment section and description of today's show. So, are the Vikings working the phones right now? Well, we did get an update from our man, Jeremy Fowler, Tapped In NFL Insider, as he says this. He said, the Vikings have been actively working the phones leading up to the 2024 NFL draft. I've talked with multiple teams inside the top 10 who say the Vikings have been calling around. Now, they're guessing. Even though the Vikings aren't revealing who they are looking at, they're guessing it's either Drake May or J.J. McCarthy as potential options. And that's kind of the camp I've been in this whole offseason. Another reason why you guys hit that subscribe button, because I've been telling you this for months now, that the top two choices for the Minnesota Vikings are J.J. McCarthy and Drake May. We also got this report. The Commanders are apparently not open to trading that second pick. So I think we can almost chalk it up right now that, you know, they are not going to be taking calls anymore. I think they are going to fully be all in on a guy like Jaden Daniels. And Diana Russini also said this. She said, teams trying to move up for a QB and calling Washington are being told they are not moving. Washington's GM, Adam Peters, has publicly stated the Commanders feel great about staying at 2 and picking their quarterback. So I guess I was kind of wrong about this. So the Commanders did bring in a bunch of quarterbacks last week, a week before the draft. And I was kind of thinking, like, you know, if you really love the quarterback, considering you know Caleb Williams is going number one, you necessarily have your pick of the litter here of what prospect you want. And I just thought it was a little weird that they brought in all those guys. But, hey, it's looking like they're not going to, you know, move off this pick. And it gets me to this. The Commanders need to take Jaden Daniels if the Vikings want to have the draft, you know, they want. I think it's best case scenario for the Vikings. And if you have any pipe dream around potentially getting Drake May, it starts with the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels, because the Vikings draft plans will change a lot. If they see Drake May go number two, they are not going to be trading up to number three, I don't believe. I think they would just probably sit there at 4 or 5 and then trade up for J.J. McCarthy. But hey, I think their number one choice is Drake May, and their backup option is trading up for McCarthy. At least just how it appears right now to me. And also, we did get this other report around Justin Jefferson, because even though all this talk about the NFL draft, we still have this looming, I don't want to call it a problem yet, but actually, no, I will. There is a looming problem that Justin Jefferson is not extended. Well, Charlie Walter says appears Justin Jefferson won't be getting his extension until just before training camp opens in late July. I'm not the biggest fan of that report. I say you just do this immediately after the NFL draft ends. But, hey, maybe the Vikings have other thoughts. So we're obviously going to have to wait and see on that. But if we go into week one and Justin Jefferson is not extended for a multi-year deal, I am going to be absolutely furious no matter what the Vikings do in the draft. This is the best player on your football team. Make him happy. Sends a good message to the locker room. And there is just no reason for the Vikings not to extend him. So hopefully a deal does get done. You know, honestly, if it happens right after the draft or in July, I really don't care. But I'd rather just, you know, get it done sooner than later. But hey, let's end off today's show by showing Justin Jefferson some love. Show him our support down in the comment section. Type those 18. You know what? If you think Justin Jefferson's the best wide receiver in the National Football League, there's a lot of talk about Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase, and I just can't believe, you know, people actually think that number 18 is not the best in the NFL. But if you do, give me those 18s down below in the comments section. And as always, guys, we are going to be going live for the NFL draft 30 minutes before the first pick. So make sure you guys are subscribed to the channel. Would really appreciate it. If you guys could hit that sub button, help us reach 25K. We'll see you guys next time. As always, Skol Vikings.